This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Any day now, college students are going to start heading back to campus, and while most of them probably do have their housing situations taken care of, the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice at Temple University says its annual surveys show that more than 40% of college and university students say they have experienced housing insecurity at school. And that's a data point, by the way, that has held true both before and during the pandemic. One of the key factors is that there just isn't enough student housing, and this year could be even worse than usual, thanks to pent-up demand to live on campus after a couple of years of on-again, off-again in-person schooling and rising rents off campus. So, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, schools are getting creative to plug the gap.
At one point, the housing waitlist at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City had 3,000 names on it. So the school leased a building from another college, converted an on-campus hotel to student housing, and it turned to alumni in the area to ask whether they'd be interested in renting to current students. Bethany Hardwig is leading that program.
The student and the host can fill out a profile form that has kind of been compared to an online dating form. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is what field I work in.
At Long Beach City College in Los Angeles County, there aren't any dorms. Traditionally, students have lived at home or on their own. But last fall, the school discovered that 70 students were living in their vehicles. The school's planning to build some housing, but in the interim, it's allowing students to park their cars in a secured structure and giving them access to showers and Wi-Fi. Uduak Joe Intuk is president of the college's board.
These students need help today, and this is, you know, a stopgap measure that we can intervene and try to address a substantial barrier to their academic success.
A lack of affordable housing can be a barrier to even attending college. Mark Huelsman is with the Hope Center for College, Community, and Justice at Temple University.
We run the risk of calcifying class inequality in higher education if there are some places that have figured it out and others don't.
Huelsman points out that most students aren't eligible for federal housing aid. He says changing that would go a long way towards solving the problem. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.